This is 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge and WRKF.org. I'm Amy Jeffries, and it's Friday, time for some insight. NOLA.com's news manager in Baton Rouge, J.R. Ball, is here with me. Hi again, J.R.
Good morning.
What has caught your ear this week?
Well, it's been the frenzy around the McAllister situation as you're watching not only the videotape play out, which, you know, is something you knew in the political theater, but also all the spinning as the Republican Party tries to get him out of office as quickly as possible.
For those who maybe aren't familiar with this guy yet, Vance McAllister was just elected in a special election just a few months ago. He took over for Congressman Rodney Alexander, who resigned to take a post in the Jindal administration. And Vance McAllister, who was a political novice, snuck in with the support of the Duck Dynasty guys up in North Louisiana. And now he's found himself ensnared in a sex scandal. He was caught on videotape kissing a woman who was not his wife.
He's now caught in a box because he was not the candidate of the state party. They wanted Neil Reiser, who was sort of Governor Jindal's hand-appointed pick, to take that spot. And McAllister, with a self-funded campaign and the Duck Dynasty backing, sort of snuck in there. The Democrats really didn't have any candidate, but there was sort of an anti-Jindal backlash against Reiser where it looked like this thing was whole set up for him. So people needed a place to go, and he got elected. So he would fill out the remainder of the term and then would have to run again. So now that he's gotten himself into this problem, you know, you got Democrats that are chomping at the bit to turn that into a Democratic seat. And you've got the Jindal wing in the state GOP that says, look, we didn't want this guy to begin with. He's a sinner. So let's get him out of there and let's get somebody else. So he's getting hit on both ends of the political spectrum right now.
Yeah, it was a couple days after the news of this first broke, but the governor has now piped up saying that Vance McAllister should resign from his seat in Congress.
Which then leads to the logical question of, well, if the state GOP and Governor Jindal believe that McAllister should resign, well, what does that say about the position of Senator David Vitter? Now, he's already been elected and we can't deal with that, but he's running for governor. And this is now going to be an issue, I believe, that will dog Vitter on the gubernatorial trail. And now Vitter stayed pretty quiet about all this, as one might expect. But still, you're going to sit there and say, well, wait a minute. There was no crime really committed in what McAllister did, whereas Vitter, under the strictest interpretation of the law, committed a crime. I mean, he was a John with prostitutes. And so what's the distinction there, other than the fact that Vitter didn't face re-election for several years and had time to lay low, and then was blessed with the election of Barack Obama so he could recurry favor in the state of Louisiana by just launching verbal haymakers at Obama, which then sort of got him back into the good graces of a certain segment of the Republican Party.
So is this case where people are calling for Vance McAllister to resign from Congress, is this really about the values of the electorate, the idea of family values, and that means staying loyal to your spouse, or is this about political influence?
Well, in politics, everything moves quickly. So initially, it was about the scandal. And where we're at now is everybody's aligning for political advantage. So that's what's driving this train right now. It's not whether or not McAllister's unfit for office or whether he would be better served working on trying to save his marriage. This is all about, look, there's weakness, crush the weak, and let's see who can fill the void.
What will be the next sort of important moment in this scandal and, I guess, now a political fight?
It depends on who's advising McAllister. What were his ambitions going into this? I mean, was he just sort of doing this because he wanted to make a little difference and he wanted to stop Reiser? Or is this a guy who sort of envisions some grand political future for himself? But the next move now is McAllister's. I mean, he's either going to sit there and say, do what you want, I'm not going anywhere, and then he'll be out of office, you know, when the election comes up later on. Or he can sit there and say, you know what, I just need to get out of the limelight. I'm tired of being in the newspapers every day. I'm going away, and you guys have at it. And at that point, then you'll go, then the process starts accelerating.
And the election is coming up quickly for him, again, because he was actually filling out the remainder of Rodney Alexander's term after he resigned to join the Jindal administration.
Right, and Alexander's now talking about perhaps wanting to return to that seat, and we'll see what plays out. But you can clearly, the politicians see blood in the water, and they're starting to sort of drop their hints that, hey, I might be interested should McAllister leave early. Either way, this will be a crowded race. The whole point of winning a special election is you then get the power of incumbency. So what we're going to be dealing with now is another wide open race.
Welcome to election season.
Yes, I think the Democrats will come out and throw a lot of money at this race. It is clearly a Republican district, but there are more Democrats in that particular district than it appears. Now, they will vote Republicans at times. But and while I don't know that a Democrat can win it, if they throw enough money and they could throw a viable enough candidate out there, they could at least cause some problems. On the other end of the spectrum, this is going to be yet another test to just see what is the power of Bobby Jindal once you get beyond him? I mean, what is his power in order to help get other people elected?
J.R. Ball, thank you so much for speaking with me and talking with me once again. I'm Amy Jeffries. This is 89.3 WRKF.